Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take a Man podcast. Logan Paulson is there. Craig Hoffman here as we discuss phase 3 of OTAs, the second open practice we saw yesterday, and what was said around it, Logan. And a guy who wound up kind of being the talk of the town yesterday was Daron Payne, with high compliments coming from Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr. We can play those for everybody here in a second, but it's Payne's a guy that is in a very interesting situation, very similar to John Allen last year contractually, where they can basically move on from him for some significant cap savings at the end of the year. Obviously, if he were to play really well, then he's looking for an extension at the end of the year. They have brought in Javon Kinlaw, who plays a similar position, although they go about it differently. Last year, of course, they drafted Johnny Newton, who's a factor in not only Payne, but was kind of drafted as the replacement for John Allen. So very interesting, kind of let's see what Daron Payne does this offseason for Daron Payne. And so far, Dan Quinn has been quite impressed.
You know, it's funny that you brought him up, but I walked past him today. I said, man, you've had a remarkable offseason. And I felt that way through the drill work, through the skill. And everyone, you just see something that jumps out differently, that's onto a new space. And I felt that from him coming into this offseason. And I've certainly been impressed by what I've seen so far. In fact, like literally today that I said, man, I've really been impressed by the work that you've put in this offseason. And I see it, you know, happening out on the field.
Yeah, and it's so funny because like, I don't really listen to the pressers like when they happen because like Joe Witt Jr.'s before, Dan's after, so I listened to most of them today, like kind of when I'm going to run around doing errands. And it was funny, I think I was standing next to you on the hill, and just kind of serendipity, Daron Payne, like he did this thing where it was a keeper or boot, so he's running to the run action, which is to the defensive right, and then he kind of does this big long pursuit angle and, you know, kind of runs down the quarterback throws the ball, he actually runs down the field. So he started on, I want to say it was like the 50 yard line, and finished the play having run to the right, run back to the left, about on the 30, maybe the 25. And you know, for me, defensive linemen, when they're playing like that, when they're coming out of the stack like that, when they're pursuing to the football like that, that shows a great conditioning. I mean, that's the gold standard. That's what you want everybody to look like. When you're doing evaluations, watching film, breaking through all these guys, like you want to see guys that work like that. And again, he's not taking as many reps as some of the other guys, but it's funny that in one of his one reps in practice, like he looked like he's absolutely in tremendous shape. And you forget how athletic he is, right? He looks like he's kind of a linebacker in terms of his ability to run and open it up and accelerate and decelerate. So I think he looks, based on a handful of plays, because you know they're kind of in the mix there in the middle, because they did actually a couple team periods the other day, and you're watching them an individual, but they're on the way far side of the field, they're doing get offs and bag drill, but nothing that really jumps out. But to have a couple plays like that that flash, made a couple tackles where he's kind of pursuing on runs, again, like it's one OTA practice, but I'm like, dude looks like he's in shape, and I understand why you would say that. So it was funny that that was the Dan Quinn's comment after practice.
Actually, Joe Witt Jr. told a story yesterday about Payne that he actually went a little bit too hard for one play.
Oh, really?
The guy that, to me, he just looks really good. He looks intentful. De'Ron Payne, man, like every day this dude is, I'm having to tell him, hey, man, let's calm down. Like I got in trouble with the head coach yesterday because I challenged the D-line and he went after it. And I said, Q, that was my fault. I told him to do it. He did exactly what I told him to do. And so I've been really pleased. The walkthroughs, everything that we've asked him to do. And he's a leader. He doesn't talk much at all. All right. But he is leading by example. And this year, you can really see him taking that leadership role and taking it to the next step. So I would say he's been the guy that's just really stood out to me the most from that standpoint.
The leadership point on Payne is really interesting to me because I feel like for so long, Allen and Payne were just lumped together, right? Because they came out of Alabama a year apart. They're two of the longest tenure guys on the team. They go back to the Huffman era, if you will, Logan. Okay, when I was actually on the beat. I was there in the locker room when those guys got drafted way back when. And it's been a long time at this point. So those two guys have always been kind of lumped together. But they're very, very different personalities and very, very different people. John is a guy that is more vocal. And I think John has more of a point of view, if you will, on how things should be done. And that at times conflicted with his staff last year. That's been well documented. That's not breaking news.
Said that very tactfully, though. I like that.
Look, it is what it is. I think De'Ron is much more willing to be like, tell me what to do. I'm going to go do it. And I'm going to crush someone. And you know, it's again, he's not a super vocal guy. I do think like, his ability to interact with us in the media and be a good spokesman for the team. Like it's gotten way better throughout his career. Like De'Ron's a smart guy and he's an interesting guy to talk to at this stage of his career. But in terms of the mentality that he brings, it does not actually surprise me to hear Joe Witt say that. He's not a guy that's necessarily going to get up in front of the room, and they've got plenty of guys that he doesn't need to do that. But a guy that's like, hey, this is what we were told to do. Let's go do it really hard and let's cause some havoc. That does feel very much like De'Ron Payne. And because of that, putting him in a good room with guys who get after it and with pros like Dietrich Wise, like I think that is really, really good for De'Ron, as opposed to when, you know, the louder influences in the room were some of the loud influences that were here in the past. I'll leave that. How about that for being tactful?
Dude, multiple tactful situations there. It's interesting. Like, it's always funny. Like, people say, oh, like, it, you know, you brought up the Madden thing last time we did the show. And I think it's really interesting because, like, a lot of people say, oh, you're a 65 on Madden. Like, you should be a 65 player all the time. But, you know, people, it's an interpersonal thing, right? And so I do think one of the interesting thought experiments that I was talking to Ben Sanding about this on the Hill the other day, we were watching practice, is like, do you think, he asked me, he's like, do you think that he feels more confident? Like they've kind of chosen him now that John's out of the building. And part of me is like, yeah, I've seen that happen a bunch where they've kind of moved pieces around. They've kind of made you the tip of the spear and guys have really stepped into the role. Like I think Dan was talking about that last year with Tyler Biadasz in terms of the signing. He said, you know, like you see signs of it in Dallas when I'm with him, right? But he was never like a crazy vocal leader. He was never this crazy outspoken personality. You kind of thought it might be, but then when you give him the space, like you want the guys that are going to step into that space and take it. And if you think about it, De'Ron's never had that since he's been here. He's never had that opportunity. Like it's, you know, Chase and Montez and John, and then it's been John the entire time. And then he's here and he played with John at Alabama, and they obviously had their moments of friction. And so it really makes it difficult for a player to grow. You're always going to be kind of second fiddle to that guy in front of you. So I do think it's an interesting opportunity for De'Ron. And based on a couple of reps in OTA practice, based on some things some coaches have said, I think it's kind of cool that he's maybe growing in the same way that Tyler Biadasz did last year for this team, right? Maybe Dorrance Armstrong, same type of thing. Like give the guy the room, see if he'll open his wings and go. Because even if you think, oh, they signed Kinlaw, they paid him a lot of money, Kinlaw's second to De'Ron. Johnny Newton's second to De'Ron right now, right? And so he's the spear. And so what does that room look like? Does it take on his personality a little bit more? Do they get in line a little bit more? So I think it's a really compelling and interesting storyline for the offseason. And, you know, hopefully it allows De'Ron to be the best version of himself, which would be exactly what this defense needs. Everyone's talking about some of the limitations of the defense in terms of pass rush. But a guy that had, what was that, 13 sacks? 14
it was 11
sacks,
and a half. 11 and a half.
Like, that would be pretty impactful on this team.
Yeah. The thing about this defense is, and I talked about this on the radio show yesterday, and we've talked about it as well. Like, I am far more scared about the secondary than.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I am the D-line. Because I think the floor is a lot lower in the secondary. But I think also...
I'm surprised to hear you say that, actually. The floor is lower. I mean, maybe you're right. I don't know. I haven't really thought
about
like that way.
There's like 10, 11 dudes on the D-line that are like solid NFL football players, like, and possibly better.
B-minuses. Just a ton of B-minuses.
Yeah, B-minuses, C guys. Like, C or better.
Yeah.
I have no idea what Marshawn Lattimore is going to be. I have no idea what Mikey is in the slot. You know, Trey Amos is a rookie. Like, there's, if it works out, that secondary could be great. If Sanders still, you know, develops into his potential of one of the better slots in the league, if Lattimore regains even 90% of the form he had at his peak, if Amos is just catches onto the NFL as a rookie and is good, like, there's a version. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the secondary here in a few, but the depth is also, you know, I was commenting about this yesterday with you on the Hill of like, I think it's funny, by the way, that we're like on the Hill, the DC sports podcast, but there's a Hill. We're not talking about Capitol Hill. This is a Hill in Ashburn where we were stuck watching practice yesterday. Not stuck, where we were, had the pleasure of watching practice yesterday.
Yeah, pleasure.
It's good view. And there was one tree that provided some shade, which was nice. But on the Hill yesterday, we were talking about how quickly, like, Kwan's not practicing because he's a little banged up, whatever. It's June, who cares? But like, with him out, not out there, and all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, you get to Percy Butler and Jeremy Reeves as your safeties. If Will Harris is, you know, out, or he's, you know, playing down in the box in a three safety look, you get Reeves and Butler on the field really fast. I love those two dudes as special teams players. I would like to minimize their snaps as safeties. And
I think Butler,
they're different caliber players. Yeah, but
I think Butler is close. Like, I think, you know, he's the guy that you would feel kind of good as in that third role that he played last year. In that third kind of
role. But if he's got to start,
it's different. Sure.
It's very different. And like, if you pick a D lineman, I'll give you the next guy up and be like,
it is a dense group.
But when you talk about the ceiling of the D line, right? Like, what happens if Johnny takes a leap? And what happens if Duran is like 2022 Duran? And again, he hasn't been far off from that in terms of pressure rate and stuff the whole time. It's finishing the plays at a rate that he did in 2022. What happens if he's even a 9-sack guy and Newton's an 8-sack guy? Like, that changes how good this defense is going to be. And we again, I think focus too much on the sacks and the pressures, because where this defense needs to improve the most significantly is against the run, and they've set themselves up to do that. And we probably should talk about where Duran fits in as a run player based off what you saw last year and what you see him doing so far in the 4 run plays that we've seen with no pads on. But I do think that it's worth mentioning with him, like, where's the pass rush going to come from? Hopefully it's 94, and he's very capable.
And again, like, it doesn't need to come. I think you did a great job of alluding kind of some interesting thought experiments there. One of the things they've constructed this room in a way where if he has 7 sacks, which would be great for Duran, and Johnny has six, and Kinlaw has six, and then all of a sudden Armstrong has eight or nine, and then
Wise will have five because he always has five.
He always has five, right? Jacob Martin, like we didn't talk about him the other day, but he's had some nice. Again, it's the depth chart of the offensive line lines up for him to look really good, but he's had some nice, quick, clean, like NFL sack wins in practice. Now it's the offseason's OTA, so I'm not saying he's going to be that guy, but let's say he's got six, right? And all of a sudden you're like, okay, Bobby Wagner's got a couple, and then Mikey Sanderson's got a couple, and so you're like, oh, dang.
Haven't even mentioned Luvu yet.
Yeah, and I do think that that's a really good way of thinking about this group. And so if Duron can kind of spearhead that, you know, with again, it doesn't need to be a crazy number, six, seven sacks, a couple pressures, but spearhead kind of this revisioning of the defense in the sense that we're going to get eight guys on the defensive line who are going to do exactly what they're supposed to do. They're going to fit the gaps. They're going to sit double teams. They're going to allow Bobby and Frankie to run to the football clean. They're going to allow Mikey from the slot to not have to take on a pulling guard because everyone's fitting and doing what they're supposed to do. I think that's where I get really excited. You talk about the floor, and I think the floor of that group gets me really excited. You know what I mean? It gets me really, really excited for what they're going to be. And I think, again, if they're better on first, second down, we've talked about this a ton. You just alluded to it. If they're better on first, second down, they're going to get more opportunities to rush the passer. And we've seen what Duron can do. That's what Jerzon was good at in college. And I can't wait to watch Kinlaw in obvious passing situations, whether he's rushing at end or whether he's rushing on the interior. That dude's an absolute freak. Now, he struggles a little bit on first, second down, but that's why you bring in Goldman, right? And so you've got all these pieces that seemingly on paper complement each other so well. And I think that's the thing about this group that I say, oh, man, like I maybe agree with you. I kind of understand your framing of that a little bit better because I look at the secondary and I say to myself, damn, like I think Trey Amos is going to be a baller. Mikey Sanderson was a baller last year. I love Kwon. I love Harris. And then it's really what Lattimore is, but like five of the six guys I just mentioned, I think are going to be good professional football players. But I think what you're talking about is the depth of the group and the confidence level of the depth is significantly higher with the defensive line, which again, it seems to be, maybe we're just talking ourselves into it, raising the floor of the defense the more and more I think about it.
Yeah. And again, you know, the passing situations not being as advantageous to the offense. Like, you know, obviously if you have, you know, a third and eight and your secondary has to stand up, it's like, okay, well, that secondary could be a problem there. Well, it's like, if it's third and eight, then I know I have a larger coverage playbook or I have more time to get a blitz home or whatever versus it's second and three and now the entire playbook is open. And that's how we're actually going to give up major yardage in the passing game because they're going to hit some play action shot on us because we're selling out to stop the 4 yard run that would have gotten a first down and now only got four guys in coverage and there goes AJ Brown again or whatever it is. So like
right.
that down and distance first and second down efficiency stuff is so critically important. And that's where I think this defensive line is set up to succeed and where I think Payne can obviously, if they can get in some of those passing situations, you get him out on the edge a little bit like they did at times last year. Like they've got some interesting options and I'm excited to see, you know, what they do. Witt yesterday talked about moving Kinlaw all over the place. So there's definitely a ton of variety that I think we'll see on the defensive line side of it. Let's move on to the secondary though and some of the skill position guys, because I think there's plenty to talk about there as well.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.